Hey, y'all. I'm Brandi Cyrus.
Wait, are we live?
And that's my mom, Tish. Sorry, she's stoned. I'm a little shiny today, but I'm too lazy to go get the thing. Celsius? It's 4:30.
Oh, yeah. And honestly, it does keep me up. I should not drink this.
No, you should not.
So what are you doing?
Oh, I have been out all day. Very productive. I got a little Botox. And now I'm back.
I've lost my joint.
Oh, God.
In all the commotion, I've lost the most important thing in my life.
I'm not sure about that. I think Dom would be offended.
I'll just use it. Speaking of Dom, he might come in anytime from surfing. So the dogs are going to go nuts, just so everybody knows.
Okay.
I am having issues.
I can tell.
I've actually been having issues for weeks.
Some would say years.
Some would say years. So I don't know if we talked about me throwing my back out on the last pod.
I'm pretty sure we did, I think.
So it has been a full 2 weeks, and it is just now, like, I feel, like, completely better today, which I went and got acupuncture again today just to keep it on.
Oh, you did.
Yes, I did. And honestly, when my back goes out, acupuncture is really the only thing that helps.
You have said that in the past.
Yeah, it really, I don't know what, but my girl tells me that my body just responds very well to acupuncture.
All right.
But it's crazy because I, like, would get massages or kind of trying to stretch it out. Nothing helps it except acupuncture. So if anyone has a problem with their back or neck pain or anything like that, I highly recommend it. I think you have to find the right person. And my girl is just so good. I don't even know. I've been going to her forever. But one time she was out of town and I just was in so much pain, and I passed one of those places that looked like Thai massage, but it said acupuncture. And I looked it up on Yelp and everybody was saying how great it was. It was freaking torture. I went in, I'm not even kidding. And she was like, I'm going to start you on your back. And I was like, that's weird. And then she jams a needle in my stomach.
No. It was,
no. And it was not like a teeny, teeny, tiny acupuncture needle. She was actually, like, she was Chinese. And so she was doing, like, Chinese acupuncture or whatever. And I guess that some people use bigger needles. It was the most excruciating pain.
Did you
ever
freak out and leave?
No. And it did not help. But my girl, Nikki Corbett, she's in Toluca Lake. Okay. She is freaking amazing. I cannot recommend her enough if you're in California, but I think you just have to find your person. But honestly, it is a game changer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Love that for you.
So, as we all know, I have severe anxiety. And we laugh about it because usually my medication works really well.
Uh-huh.
But when something's wrong with my body, my brain overrides it and just, I don't know, I go into a complete psychological breakdown. And so I was scrolling on Instagram today.
Here we freaking go.
So I usually say, these dumb kids trying to tell me what to do. But I did see this account. And one of the things was, signs your nervous system is exhausted. Number one, you feel like you're a moment away from a meltdown. Check. You're always on edge, no matter how rest you've gotten. Check. You feel unmotivated to do things you normally enjoy. Check. You struggle to be present. Yes. Any daily task feels like so much effort. Check. Your days pass without you even realizing. You often scroll social media or watch TV for hours without noticing time passing. And you are, this is the one. You are hyper aware of your bodily functioning. So it is so crazy when I am anxious and when my body doesn't function, like my back hurting, my brain overrides the meds. And then I start doing every single one of these things. That's where I've been for 2 weeks. And it is so crazy because when I read that, like, I just noticed, like, every sensation in my body. Like, if something, like, is weird on my, it's just the weirdest thing. And if you've never had it, you don't know, but like you feel things that you normally probably wouldn't feel on your body. Like,
are you sure you're not taking mushrooms?
Positive. It is just the craziest thing. And then I woke up today and I'm back to normal. It's just strange.
After the acupuncture?
Yes. And weirdly, so when my body stops hurting, mm-hmm. my mind stops, because mine's all health anxiety. Mm-hmm. So if just anything at all is off in my body, like if I'm sick and have a cold or if my back hurts or no matter what it is, it just sends me into a complete psychological breakdown. And I feel like I have to talk to Dr. Amen about this because I think I need to do some type of, what is it, EDMR?
I'm
which
not
I've
sure.
done once or twice, or hypnotherapy or something.
So we're not past it?
No, we're pretty past it.
Okay.
We're pretty. And what's so crazy, and if stoners, if any of you all have anxiety, like I'm talking about it, please call in. I just, because it honestly helps feeling less alone. And what's so crazy and why Dom, here comes my Dom segment, is so perfect for me is he has it too.
Mm.
And he has just learned, and it's so weird because I've never really met anyone who's most, because it's almost like being a hypochondriac.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's what it
that's
is.
Definitely what you are.
Yeah. So it's basically that. And he has that too. But then adding on top of it, like an OCD, which I think his is a little like mine comes and goes, but so you can't stop looping on it.
Right.
But he has worked on it enough. Like he can kind of control his now, but it's so nice to have someone to say, darling, what are we supposed to be saying? You're supposed to look in the mirror and say, this is what I do. Like, how long have I been doing this? Which I have
true.
Been doing this for like 25 years to where I really, truly think something's bad wrong. And then my anxiety is gone. It's not there. But anyway, so I'm just wondering what treatments could possibly help with this. Because I don't want to do this forever.
Fascinating.
Mm. Do you know what does help?
Weed.
Smoking marijuana. Yes. But the weird thing about it is when I have anxiety, you know me, I don't really eat, I don't drink,
right.
and I really don't smoke weed. It's like I'm too anxious to almost do any of that stuff.
But what if smoking weed helped?
And it does. It's almost like I'm so not, I don't know. And honestly, weed does help with nausea too. So maybe mm-hmm. I just need to kind of force myself to do that. But anyway, it's just been a hectic 2 weeks. Poor Dom. Like literally, he'll just go, how are you doing? And I'll just start sobbing.
Mom, why?
Because I just felt like something was bad wrong.
But it's not.
I know. But in that moment, you can just not tell me different.
I know.
It's the worst feeling. I hate it more than anything. And I'm just like, why? It's just like when I'm rational, like what Dom says is like, I know this is what I do. I've done it since I was 23 years old. Like, you know that you make your, but I just can't not do it. Hmm. It's so crazy. So anyway, that's just my little mental health segment of the day.
So if
there's stoners out there who suffer from anxiety, then girl, no, you're not alone.
Poor guy.
Yeah. You know, it's so crazy. I think I've talked about this before. My wall is like a blue note and Brandy's is card room green. And it's so crazy because I literally based kind of my exterior of my house with these colors and the end. Like, I just think that this is the coolest like color combo. And then you throw in a snowbound and that's my house. Our background.
What are you talking about?
Your card room green and my blue note is my house.
What do you mean?
Because that was my inspo for my house was card room green and blue note.
It was.
Along with snowbound.
If we haven't heard that a million times.
Although I've been thinking, should we hop into some hot design?
Okay, no. Hold on a second here.
Okay.
Hold your horses.
Oh, by the way, I went to get a physical yesterday.
Yes.
And I was in the anxiety mode and my doctor comes in, he's like 78, fit as can be, like he is just literally killing it.
Okay.
And he walks in and he's like, how are you? And I was like, well, actually not that great. And blah, blah, blah. And I was telling him exactly what I just told you guys, but my back, and he was like, whoa, let's just slow down. And I literally was like, oh, he thinks I'm a nut.
You are a nut.
I know, like he was not processing my this at all.
Is this a doctor you've been seeing? Shouldn't he know already that you're like this?
You know what? I think I've been on my Lexapro long enough, but like with him, because I've been going to him for like 12 years since I've been in California. And I've talked about my hypochondria and anxiety, but I don't think he's ever really seen it until yesterday.
Got it.
And honestly, he just really kind of blew me off.
Maybe that's what you need.
I was upset. I love him. He's my fave. But like, he is one of those doctors that like, there's not a lot of bed. I mean, he is science this, straight to the point. But
sometimes when you feed into somebody's negative something, it just makes it worse.
That's true.
You know, it's like, nah, dog, you're good.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Because then he'd never said, like, all the things. He was asking me about the things about my back. Like, do you know when you did it? And I said, yes, I was moving a chair. Mm-hmm. And then he asked me, like, 8 other questions and then wrote it down. And he didn't say anything. And then finally at the end, he goes, okay, well, I'm going to go order your labs on the stuff. And I was like, well, are you concerned? Like, are you worried about? And he was like, not even a little.
If he was, he would tell you.
I think the opposite. Just say you're fine and move it on. Don't just leave like you don't want to tell me something terrible.
All right, guys, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our favorite sponsors, Nutrafol. I take my Nutrafol. Do you take your Nutrafol?
I take my Nutrafol all the time.
I do too.
I'll have the one for 50 and over.
I was going to say, there's a few different formulas. There is one for women that are postmenopausal,
yes,
which
is.
Would be my mother. and if you're confused about like which formula of Nutrafol is right for you, you can go on their website and they do have a quick hair quiz that you can take. You just answer a few questions and then they will tell you which formula is right for you. If you aren't familiar, Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. I've taken it for years.
I can tell a huge difference.
I can too. I have such like baby fine hair and not very much of it, but my hair does not shed. Like, it really doesn't. And some of my girlfriends, like when they come on trips with me and stuff, their hair will be everywhere, like all over the sink and in the shower. I just do not lose hair like that.
And I feel like you used to and don't anymore.
I did. Honestly, maybe, but I definitely do not anymore. Like, I barely even lose hair in my brush when I brush it out.
Well, this is amazing.
I'm
so tell the stoners how we get it.
Also, Nutrafol has a subscription that you can do so that it shows up on your doorstep.
I do a subscription.
Okay, so clutch. That way you never run out. All right, you guys, if you want to take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair for a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code STONED.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com spelled Nutrafol.com promo code STONED. That's Nutrafol.com promo code STONED.
All right, you guys, we want to tell you about another one of our sponsors. It's Lumi Deodorant. I think we've talked about them before. I keep one of these sticks in my carry-on bag when I'm traveling. I don't like deodorant. It's just one of those things that I never think to pack. So I just make sure I always have it on me. If you guys aren't familiar, Lumi is a whole body deodorant that was created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. This deodorant is baking soda free and paraben free, plus it's pH balanced for safe use. I know for me, like I've heard so much bad stuff about deodorant and like what's in it isn't great for you, that a lot of the traditional ones that you can buy at your local drugstore just aren't cutting it for me. So I really love Lumi. Plus they come in a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, which is my favorite, and they also have toasted coconut.
And the great thing is you can use Lumi all over your entire body. So when you travel, it's so much easier just to have one product.
Plus, they also have deodorant wipes, which are super clutch, especially if you're on like the red eye or an overnight flight. And they also have body wash, which is really cute. And it comes in a mini travel size as well. Lumi offers a starter pack that's perfect for new customers. And as a special offer for our listeners, all new customers get 15% off Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack.
Use code STONED for 15% off your first purchase of LumiDeodorant.com. That's code STONED at LumiDeodorant.com.
I am so the complete opposite of you. Let me tell you something. I went to the dermatologist in, I think it was October, you know, and they took a few things off my back and sent them in. I never called for my results. They called me once, left me one voicemail and said, your results are ready. If you'd like to know what they are, just give us a call. I never called. So they and they called me like January 3rd or something, like first day back in the office. And they were like, hey, did you ever call for your results? And I was like, no. They were like, okay, well, you're fine, but we just wanted to make sure you knew. And I was like, yeah, I figured if it was bad, you guys would track me down.
Because most people are dying to know.
I'm like, if it's bad, they'll like come knock on my door or something. Like, I'm sure I'm fine.
So he did all my blood work and was supposed to call me yesterday with half of it and today with the rest. And I have not heard a thing.
I'm sure you're fine.
And I'm going to call him the second we get off this podcast.
See, ignorance is bliss in this case for me. Like, I'd rather not know. I'm good.
Ugh.
You know what's not good? My freaking roots. Look at this. This is not...
I was thinking mine were getting kind of
mine
crazy.
Is crazy.
I cut my bangs today.
I cut my bangs today.
I always cut my own.
Okay, this podcast is out of complete control. We've talked about absolutely nothing for 13 minutes.
I feel much better getting my shit off my chest.
My question for you is, do you want to tell the stoners the big news now or at the end of the episode?
Now.
Okay. So stoners, we've been teasing about a big announcement, right? Like, we took a few weeks off from you guys, which sucked, but we promised there was light at the end of the tunnel. And Tizzle, I'm going to let her do the honors of telling you what that light is.
We are officially going to be a vodcast on YouTube.
For those that don't know, that's a video podcast.
On YouTube.
Vodcast. Get it? Took me a while.
Does that mean we have our own YouTube channel?
Yeah.
That is so cool.
We actually have already had a YouTube channel. Remember Seriously Cyrus?
Yeah, like 15 years ago when MT was on this whole vodcast before
you were
anybody
on the cusp.
Else. I was.
You were on the cusp. But yeah, stoners. So we have taken all of your comments about wanting long form video. And you guys have asked, where can I watch this? Where can I watch the whole thing? I want to watch the whole episode. You're finally going to be able to. We love you guys so much that we have put in so much work. It's been a lot of work. I'm not going to lie to y'all, to create this podcast for you guys. And it is going to launch next Thursday.
This is so exciting.
It's so exciting. I'm not going to lie to y'all. The first couple episodes are a little cray cray. I mean, would you expect any less? They're a little all over the place, but I think you guys are really going to love it. Tish is just stoned as hell, per usual. We have a cute little setup that Tish designed, and we're going to start bringing some guests on. Not every single week, but a lot more than we have, because we thought that would be really interesting. So we have some good guests lined up for you guys, and we are just so excited about this new era for Shriver Stone.
It's going to be so good. And it's really, really fun. I think, like, instead of going to a studio, we did a whole setup at my house. Mm-hmm. So it's live from MT's house.
Not live, though.
Oh, not live, though. But anyway, it's live for us.
Mm-hmm. It is.
But anyway, I feel like because we're just at my house, like, it really does, like, we're just hanging.
We're hanging.
And it's so much fun.
Yeah.
Like, the dogs are there, and it's just cool.
Yeah.
You know what podcast I want to start listening to or watching, I think it might be, is Kate Hudson and Oliver Hudson.
I'm surprised you don't already, as much as you love Oliver.
I mean, I haven't ever, but I saw that they're coming back, and I think theirs might be going to be video now. Mm-hmm. I think they should have us on.
Oh, yeah, and then they should come on ours.
Yeah, because, you know, we all know, like, it's called sibling rivalry, I think, mm-hmm. or something. And it's just, like, I feel like there's a lot of similarities in our families.
I could see that.
Yeah. And
we'll
and
have our, like, people reach out to their people.
I feel like Kate's my spirit animal. Oh. I feel like her and I are, like, secretly soul sisters.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like I have a lot of Kate.
Okay.
Do you think that?
I mean, oh, sure.
I feel like we're very much the same personality.
You are
stoned.
So insane.
I think she's stoned all the time.
You do?
I think so. She cannot be that happy, cool, and cute all the time unless she's like, ha.
Well, we'll find out. How about that?
Yeah. Anyway, she's so cute, and I'm obsessed with all of her. I can't even deal.
Yeah, she is cute.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, now that we have the announcement out of the way, this is our last audio podcast. It's so crazy. This is the last time we're going to do this from like the desks, you know?
It's so much better when Brandy and I are together the room. It's just so much more fun.
It is. It is.
And we have one of our episodes has one of Brandy's friends on. We won't say who yet, but it is already going to be my favorite episode of probably the entire season because I just think that it's so much better to have, like, when your friends or my friends or somebody you're on, it's just like real talk and like you get into the nitty gritty and it is just good.
It is good.
It is really good.
Well, let's make this last audio podcast good. So why don't you start us off with your high design that you were so excited about 5 minutes ago? Do you remember it? Mom, come on. It was 5 minutes, not even.
Oh, yes, I do, because we were talking about paint. Mm-hmm. I have just been seeing, first of all, like we talked about this, I think, last week. There are so many kitchen trends right now. Mm-hmm. And one of them is like painting your cabinets like any color of red, even pink. It's so crazy.
That's
like,
not for me.
I could not commit, but there are some really pretty like ones where they've just used a hint of it. Mm-hmm. And I do really like it. But also, and I think instead of, I always forget to do before and afters, but I think in my kitchen, because again, stoners, everything I paint white is snowbound. Everything in my house is snowbound. But I think I want, and I've been seeing this trend, I think I want to do my kitchen cabinets like a warmer white, like my Stanley Cup.
Mm-hmm. My Stanley
You know,
cup.
Yeah. Like more like a
cream,
creamy, and it could have a little taupey or something. Okay. But more like a creamy white. And I think next to my white walls that I'll really love it, but it'll soften it up a little bit.
I think so.
I think I want to do that in my kitchen and my bathroom.
Oh.
Yeah. Because okay. I remember when I did new countertops in my bathroom during COVID. Mm-hmm. And they're like they're exactly the Stanley Cup with white and a little darker of that color. And I ended up painting them snowbound. But again, I just think it could warm up if it was more of a creamy color. And then I know it's probably, I think everybody's kind of getting away from gold, which I still love gold. I'm not a big nickel. I'm not a big nickel girl. It's just a little too cold for me. Mm. But I am loving all the really cool antique bronze hardware. Mm. So I might want to just paint and change up my hardware in my kitchen and my bathroom.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
I think that's great. I think, you know, your house is just ever evolving. And I think that's great for you.
And honestly, I also like right now, my island is the color of my backdrop.
Yep.
And the cabinets are snowbound, which is white. I think it would be pretty if I go this color on the cabinetry, that your color on your background would be pretty for the island.
That would be really nice.
Wouldn't that be gorgeous?
Would love that.
Me too.
You
I'm
know
thinking
me,
about
I don't love the blue note.
I know, and I love it.
I don't love it.
I have to put up the inspiration pic on our Instagram of the blue note and card room green, where that came from.
Yeah.
In my brain. It's so cute.
You're so nuts.
It reminds me of like, where were we? It reminds me of Barcelona.
Oh, it does. Who are you? I don't know.
I saw it in Barcelona.
Oh, you did?
At the hotel we stayed at.
Okay. The hotel was crazy, by the way. Okay. Love that.
Yeah.
You got any off limits?
Yes.
What?
Brandy's going to kill me, though. It's so old.
Oh, no.
Bran, please tell me you watched The Bear.
I didn't. You love it?
Literally obsessed.
Okay. Anytime something says comedy, I just skip it because I don't really like comedy.
It is not a comedy.
That's what it says.
And I know. And when it said that, I was like, really? It doesn't seem like it. They try to make parts funny. Mm-hmm. They're kind of like really stupid.
Uh-huh.
Like, really dumb humor, which you know I hate.
Yeah, I hate that.
Like, there is nothing I hate more than a Will Ferrell movie. Like, what, like Step Brothers?
There's a couple of those that I do. I do like Step Brothers. It's a classic.
What's that other one you all were obsessed with?
Talladega Nights.
And Blades of Glory.
Loved Blades of Glory. And I did like Anchorman.
Okay, so these are all movies I despise.
Okay, what about Will? I know it was a smaller part, but what about Will Ferrell in Wedding Crashers?
Okay, I cannot remember Wedding Crashers.
Oh, you should go back and watch that. It's iconic.
And, you know, one of my best.
Yeah,
best,
Andrew Panay, best, we know.
My best friends wrote and produced that. He might have directed it too.
It's one of my favorite movies of all time. I've seen it probably 50 times. Everybody's so good in it. Like, Bradley Cooper is so young in that movie. And he plays such a douchebag. It's so good. And I mean, Vince Vaughn, come on. Rachel McAdams, slay. Isla.
She's in it?
Oh my God. That's like one of her first big movies. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Is it Isla Fisher? Is that the girl that married Sacha Baron Cohen? She's so good. Everybody's so, so, so good in Wedding Crashers. Like, you need to go back and watch that immediately.
What's weird is there's just so many people here I have a connection to.
Oh, there is. You are just on one today.
I've been
to Barcelona, and I just know everybody in Wedding Crashes. Great for you.
I need to watch it.
It's really good.
I just love him. Andrew Panay, he's a great producer and a great friend, and honestly, one of the best humans I've ever known in my whole life.
Should we have Andrew Panay on the podcast?
Yes.
That would be fun.
He is so insanely talented and funny, and I just love him.
Let's hit him up. That sounds fun.
Yeah, that sounds really fun. And I'm going to watch Wedding Crashers tonight after The Bear.
Good. It's so good.
So back to The Bear. Mm-hmm. Everybody had just talked about it, you know, like people I work with, and I just never watched it, and I couldn't find anything to watch. So last night I was like, okay, I should watch this just because it was such a big deal. Mm-hmm. And I freaking love it.
Really?
And okay, what's the actor's name?
Jeremy Allen White.
He reminds me so much of Shia LaBeouf.
I could see that.
So much. And I'm such a Shia fan. Mm-hmm. And I just love him in this role.
Okay. It won a bunch of awards. So, right.
And I think because it was called The Bear, it never really interested me. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing about you like coming up with a name like that kind of doesn't tell you what it's about.
Right.
But it's so amazing because it's really about this guy whose brother commits suicide, and his brother owns this restaurant, and he leaves the restaurant to him. Mm. And at this point, he's left their hometown, and I think they're in Chicago, and he's left, and he becomes the most famous chef in one of the greatest restaurants in the entire world. And that's what he's doing when he gets word that his brother died by suicide. So he goes back home and finds out that his brother left his restaurant to him. And so when he first goes back to take it over, all the same older people have worked there for like 20 years. And they just think he's going to come in and change everything and be all, you know, whatever. They just have a negative. And then they all start to build this relationship. Mm. So there are funny parts, but again, it's kind of dumb funny. And then the rest of it is so good.
So this is one of my favorites. It's the Integra Boost, which helps keep your weed fresher.
It sure does. Integra specially brings you plant-based solutions for top-tier cannabis storage and packaging.
And my favorite part is that with the terpenes, that you can kind of mix and match and make them different flavors and just kind of specialize your weed.
Totally. Plus, they are precision-crafted plant-based packs that are entirely food-safe, so they can be used with any of your cannabis products. Integra offers an array of sizes and relative humidity levels for storing flower, pre-rolls, gummies, blunt wraps, and so much more.
For more information, check them out at www.integraboost.com or at Integra Herbal on Instagram. Use code SWS at checkout for 15% off of your next online purchase at www.integraboost.com.
All right, stoners, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our podcast sponsors. Here she freaking goes. Mother, we need to tell the stoners about Mood.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, is right. If you guys don't know, Mood is known for their federally legal THC.
Oh.
And now they're adding their most potent product yet to the lineup, which that's perfect for Tish. She loves the potency.
Honestly, I love Mood.
Yeah. Well, great.
They are so good. They really do have something for every single mood. And it actually works the way it says that it does.
Oh, it does.
Yes, it does.
What's your favorite product, would you say?
You know what? I love their pens.
Mm,
they are really good.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Mood offers things like flower, gummies, vapes, and more. And they have this THCA product that converts into THC when you heat it, and you get access to the classic marijuana high. Mood's latest and most potent breakthrough in the world of legal cannabis. All of their products are regularly tested in third-party labs and sourced from small family farms and pesticide-free, which is so important. They have different strains for specific moods, hence the name of the brand. So whether you want like a euphoric, energized feeling or you're feeling more creative and want to chill, they have something for everybody and plenty of versatile products that go with whatever mood you're going for.
Try Mood's new THCA flower today. For a limited time only, get 20% off your first order and a free THCA pre-roll. Just go to HelloMood.com and use promo code SWS. That's HelloMood.com, code SWS for 20% off your order and a free THCA pre-roll.
Cute.
So the Golden Globes just happened.
Yes.
Can you explain to me, some of these categories just don't make sense. And I'm like, help it make sense for me. So one of the categories is best television series, musical or comedy. The Bear is nominated for a musical or comedy. And so is...
That is nuts.
Oh, and this one, so for one of them's the same thing, but movie. And May December is nominated.
How?
I don't know. And I don't understand. Shrinking. Okay. Yeah. That's a comedy. Like, and everything else in there, I feel like is a comedy or a musical. Huh. And I just get so confused.
Well, that makes no sense.
But, right? Like, it's weird.
Very.
I was trying to find the one where May December. But yeah, I was May December. There's nothing about May December. Did you ever watch that?
It's not a comedy or a musical.
I wouldn't call it either of those things. It was
no.
And so like, I just get so confused. I'm like, I don't understand. It was just like, this just like the Golden Globes way of getting those things nominated and they didn't know where to put them. So they just throw them in. But like,
did The Bear win anything?
It did. It may have won that. Hold on. Let me see. I live for award shows, but only the ones about like movies and TV.
See, I don't like
it. Oh my gosh. I just love it so much. I don't know why I have like a fascination. Like I love the SAG Awards. I just love to watch all those. I think it's really fascinating to watch all those A-list actors like interact with each other and like their peers. And like I think it's that dynamic that I really like about award shows. Oh yeah, here. See? Best performance by a female actor in a musical or comedy. And Natalie Portman's nominated for May December.
That makes zero sense.
It doesn't make any sense to me. I just don't understand. Like, I would call that a drama.
Absolutely.
But it's not in the drama category. Also, did you ever see Poor Things?
No.
I didn't either. And that won a lot. Emma Stone won Best Actress for that. So that's another Best Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy. Did you ever watch Air?
No.
I wouldn't call that a comedy either. And that's in that category. Like, what are the qualifications here that make something a musical or a comedy? I'm just so confused.
I don't get it at all.
I was trying to see if The Bear was.
I just, honestly, I think I just am thinking, like, when I watch these shows, I'm just like, oh my gosh, that looks miserable. We are standing there shooting the crap and neither one of us want to be talking to each other in these damn dresses that
we
can't breathe in.
It's only like that at the lame award shows. Like, the VMAs and like the billboards and dumb shit like that, but like the Oscars and the Golden Globes and the SAG Awards.
No. It's
like
I've been to the Oscars.
I'm just telling you, it's the elite.
And I sat by John and Chrissy before Chrissy was even a Mrs. yet, and it was annoying.
You're nuts.
I swear to God, Molly, and I only stayed like an hour and left. We were bored.
You are so crazy. I would love it so much.
No.
Maybe because you guys aren't in the film industry, it like isn't as appealing. I don't know, not that I am, but I just love it so much. I don't know. Also, The Crown didn't get as much as I thought. Okay, so yeah, The Bear did win for Best Television Series, Musical, or Comedy. And beat out like things that are comedies, like Only Murders in the Building, Jury Duty, Barry, Ted Lasso. Those are all comedies.
Wow.
I know.
It's crazy. No, there's some real darkness and depth to it. Oh, there is one funny scene that I absolutely have to tell.
No, you don't. People can watch it.
Okay, it's too good. No, I gotta tell.
Oh, God.
There is this one scene. And no, we can't. And this, so... anyway, he has to go to this man's house to do a children's birthday party, and he knows the man. So he's taking the restaurant and doing it at this kid's birthday party. And his brother is a whack job and like takes some Xanax. And then all of a sudden you look up and all the kids are in the yard asleep. And because the brother put Xanax in the cold.
Oh my God. That is dark.
It's so funny.
That is so insane.
It was so good.
I'll watch it.
Actually, and then the guy says, wow, this is great. Thank you. Because like all the kids are just solid.
You are so crazy. Okay, this is the last thing I'm going to say about the Golden Globes because I think no one's going to care by the time this episode comes out. But Succession cleaned house, which...
Did it?
Yeah, it did. Every actor and actress that was nominated pretty much won. Sarah Snook won Best Female Actor in a Drama. Hmm. She beat out Bella Ramsey in The Last of Us, who was phenomenal. Imelda Staunton from The Crown, who was phenomenal.
Wow.
Emma Stone in The Curse, I didn't see that. Helen Mirren in 1923, which I know 1923 isn't like everyone's not raving about that show as much as I loved it, but Helen Mirren's freaking amazing in it. Like, she really beat out a lot of people. Kieran Culkin won, which I actually think his was deserved.
Absolutely.
He actually beat out Brian Cox, who's also in Succession. But
He beat
Brian Cox. He also beat Dominic West from The Crown. He beat Jeremy Strong from Succession, the other brother. Like, I'm kind of shocked. All three of them were nominated for the same category. And Pedro Pascal for The Last of Us. Like, they cleaned house against some really tough competition.
Because I don't know. Like, I love his character, but honestly, by the last season, it was a little much for me.
Well, that's what I'm saying is, like, by the last season, I'm like, should they be cleaning house like this? There's so many other great things.
I think the guy that plays Kendall is just...
He was nominated and didn't win it.
I'm obsessed.
Jeremy Allen White did win Best Male Actor for a television series, musical, or comedy. He did win.
He is so good.
Yeah, it's just crazy. I don't know.
Is he kind of new on the scene from this show?
Yeah, he is. The Bear is like kind of put on the map. He's also in the new movie that just came out with Zac Efron and the guy that I'm obsessed with.
Oh, yeah.
From the murder at the end of the world, The White Claw.
Oh.
Not White Claw. What is it called? The wrestling movie?
I'm not sure what it's called.
I always call it The White Claw, but that's the drink. The Iron Claw. I'm an idiot.
The White Claw.
Every time I say The White Claw. The Iron Claw. Harris Dickinson is his name. The guy I'm obsessed with.
I love him.
But Jeremy Allen White's in there. Also, Jeremy Allen White is dating Rosalia, which is interesting.
That is interesting.
Isn't that fascinating?
I like that. I love it. Mm. It's really good.
All right. That's enough Golden Globes talk.
Okay.
Off limits. Do I have anything? So, because I'm out of shows, I just started The Crown from season one. Because, you know, when I started it, I watched from season four. So I'm going back and watching the first season, and I really like it a lot.
It's so funny because when I first started watching it, like, it was a little hard for me to buy Dominic West.
I could see that.
In that role. Just because I think he's so handsome.
You do?
And in real life?
Yeah.
He was so freaking cute in The Affair.
Oh, I never saw that.
Oh, I envy you that you haven't seen that.
I need to watch that.
Like, if I could go back and start The Affair and have never seen it, make me so happy. It was one of my favorite shows ever.
Okay, I'll watch that.
For, like, the first three seasons. I didn't watch the last seasons. Like, it was, like, they should have been done at, like, three. Mm. But he is so good in it. Like, and just gorge. Mm-hmm. So, it was, like, because Charles isn't very handsome.
No.
And so it was just, it was a little off. And then, the more I got into it, the more I just like, he is just so good in it.
Did you like the first couple seasons?
They're slower. Like, I loved all the stuff with Diana. But I mean, honestly, I really did love it.
So I didn't realize that. So starting in season one, Matt Smith plays King Philip.
Uh-huh.
Who is Charles's father, basically.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that's who plays that character. I love Matt Smith from House of the Dragon. He's so freaking good in that role. I did not realize that he was playing this part in The Crown, and I really like it a lot.
Yeah, I really love The Crown.
Yeah.
And it's just like, The acting is just so good. Mm-hmm. Like, every single actor in it is just so, so good.
I know. That's why I was, like, I mean, surprised they got, what's the word?
Oh, that is crazy. Snubbed. Because the snubbed. Woman who plays Queen Elizabeth is insane.
She was nominated and she didn't win. And that's a tragedy because she was...
That is not okay. Who won?
Sarah Snook from Succession.
I am shooketh.
Yeah, I know. Ugh. You know who did win was Elizabeth Debicki, though, for Princess Diana.
Oh, she should have, for sure. Yeah,
she won the supporting actress.
But honestly, that lady is queen. She is amazing.
She's incredible.
Like, absolutely incredible.
Yeah. Anyway, we have bored the stoners to death, I'm sure.
Have we?
I don't know. Do you think they're fascinated or do you think they're snoozing?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I hope they're not snoozing.
Okay. Well, let's do some DRMTs something.
Let's do some DRMTs and, like, pep it up a little bit here.
Sometimes it's good to be chill.
Okay. You're so crazy.
I saw John Krasinski and Emily Blunt on the red carpet. Mm-hmm. They are the cutest couple I've ever seen in my life.
I know. I love them.
Tish and Brandy, it's Allie calling from Metro Detroit, Michigan. I love you guys so freaking much. And I'm so excited you guys brought the podcast back after that little break there a couple years ago. My question for you guys is, in 2024, what are your ins and outs? Things that...
This is a thing.
In for you and your life in 2024 and the things that we're not doing anymore. I would love to hear from you guys. I'm sorry that I'm about to get a little stoned. Here we go, Mama Tish. This is for you. I love you guys.
Girl.
Can't wait to hear
yes,
from
yes,
you.
Yes,
bye.
Girl.
Too cute. Okay, do you know what this is, this ins and outs? Have you seen this on social media?
Kind of, but you do yours because I don't
know.
Well,
I don't really have any, but I can come up with them on the fly, I guess.
Okay.
Ins and outs. I mean, some people may have, like, very long lists. I know a good one.
Okay.
In, drinking champagne. Out, drinking tequila. I'm done with the hard liquor. It's champagne only for 2024 for this girly. Another one is in with, I guess, better quality capsule wardrobe pieces and out with cheap, trendy shit. I'm too old for that. No more cheap, trendy shit to add to the closet. In, making lots of money. Out, doing shit for free. We ain't doing that no more either.
That yours are good.
I'm just coming up with them.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, come on. In, vodcast. Out, audio.
Podcast.
Yeah.
In, vodcast. Out, podcast.
See ya.
Love it.
How about this? In, taking control of my anxiety. Out, letting anxiety destroy my life.
In, controlling my anxiety. Out, my anxiety controlling me.
Hey! True.
That is good.
See? Oh,
that's really good. I love this.
Right? It's kind of good, right?
Out. Mm-hmm. With being not adventurous.
Oh.
And Ian doing some big travels in 2024.
I love that one.
Big just meaning BAMP and somewhere else in the U.S.
Come on. What about Italy, maybe, and Switzerland?
Switzerland I would do.
Okay.
But I would really like to start seeing some places in the U.S. I haven't seen.
What about Australia? We keep saying we're going there.
Too far.
Mom! You only have how many summers left?
Oh, my gosh, I know.
We might want to spend one in Australia.
I do want to go to those little villages in Switzerland.
We have to do that.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Okay, let's think about that.
Okay.
But there's my three.
Okay, great. Love that. I was trying to think if I had any more, but that's probably good.
I don't think I have any more either.
Hi, Brandy and Tish. This is Eva from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I just wanted to say I'm a huge fan of the pod, and I've actually seen all three of you, Miley, Noah, and Brandy, live in concert.
Wow.
So I'm a huge fan of the whole fam. And my question is kind of a silly one, but I just am curious. When you guys say
Oh, you do? Sometimes. Is it because of the scene in Bridesmaids on the plane? Or is it something
yes,
else?
Yes, it is.
Like an inside joke? I'm just curious. I'm sorry, I'm stoned. Love you guys. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
I love that question.
That's hilarious.
I know.
Oh, you do. Yes, it is. And I do have to give Olivia Caridi credit for kind of starting that whole thing. She and I used to say that to each other all the time. It's too good.
It is so funny.
I love that. Talk about a great movie.
That is the... And, you know, I usually don't like stupid humor, but it is just too freaking
good.
It's
so good.
I cannot deal with Melissa McCarthy.
They're all three incredible. Kristen Wiig, so good. I love Rose Byrne in it.
Oh, absolutely.
She's so funny.
She's so freaking good.
It's all good.
Remember when Melissa McCarthy, like, puts her leg up on this?
Climbed this like a tree.
It's just so good.
I wonder where she saw me play if she's in Milwaukee, because I have definitely not played there.
I don't know.
Would love to know. Wish she would have told me, but very cool. I feel like that's kind of like that's not easy to do, like see all three of us. I feel like we don't.
No.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, very.
Love her. Next.
Hey, I just had a couple of questions about what to do whenever, let's say, you cut off a friend that was maybe toxic or like, it was just like a one-sided friendship and you decide to cut them off, but you still have mutual friends that, you know, will invite you to their functions and you'll still see this girl at the function. But like, she clearly is trying to isolate you and make you feel uncomfortable at the friendly function, like just trying to make sure that you don't come to any more. So yeah, just kind of wanting advice on like what to do about the situation. Do I just be the bigger person and not say anything and just show up and like pretend like she's not even there? Or like, should I say something to her? But like, we kind of have said stuff to each other. And then like, she just goes back to doing this. It's like a constant cycle. It's been 6 months since we had our friendship breakup and like, she just can't get over it and won't let me just live my life and hang out with my friends. So yeah, just wondering what to do. Love the podcast. Listen. All the time. Can't wait for the new season to come out. So thanks.
What do you think?
I'm confused.
So basically she's saying she had this friend.
Yeah.
They're not friends anymore because the friendship was toxic. So she cut it off. But they still have the same friend group. So from what I gather, when she's in situations with the friend group, the friend who she broke up with makes it hell for her and is trying to get the group to cut her out, kind of thing.
Ew.
So there's two things I would say here. Number one, I would say when you're in group settings, get some other friends to have your back enough to like, A, not leave you alone where she can like target you, and B, to like have your back if she does start doing that shit in front of people. Because that's the worst. When someone starts like saying bad things about you in front of other people or trying to make you the bad guy in front of other people, I hate that shit. Like, if you have something bad to say about me, like say it to my face in private. Don't say it in a group of people just to get attention. I don't like that. And so like, if you've got some friends that can like have your back and like help speak up for you in those situations so that that one person's not bullying you, I think that's a good idea in group scenarios. As far as like, do you just not say anything? I think absolutely not, because
the more you stomp and shit, the more it sinks.
I don't care. Sometimes being the bigger person is not what it's cracked up to be. You know, like, I don't know. I think if she's really like causing that much havoc in your friend group, like, is there a way where you can, in a sense, be the bigger person, but secretly, and maybe say to her, like, hey, like, even though like we're not going to be besties for, you know, besties and super close anymore, like, can we just be cordial? We have all the same friends. Like, is there a way we can just like get along and like make this cool, you know, for the good of the group, like have that talk with her and
that's
like rise above it in that way. But like, also don't let her don't let her bully you. But is there a way to kind of make things at least okay enough that like she doesn't hate your guts and try to make your life hell? That's what I would say. But just because you're going to make things okay with this girl doesn't mean you got to like be her bestie or invite her places or be like, you don't have to like, you know, be fake and like spend time with her that you don't want to spend or anything like that, but just make it okay enough that when you're in group situations, like it's not awkward and it's everything's fine. That's what
I love that.
That's what I would say.
I'm too old to be in these situations. I never leave the house.
True. But I'm all about cutting off one-sided friendships because that ain't cool.
Absolutely. You know? I agree with that. Yep.
The older I get, the less time I have to invest in friendships. So I'm only investing in the ones that are 50-50. Okay, bye.
That's another what's in and out.
Yeah, truly. Okay, next.
Hey, Tiz. Hey, Brandy. Not Stone this time, but I just wanted to call in and tell Brandy that I had a great time at her New Year's Eve show. I went alone, and it was a huge success. She looked awesome up there. Love the tune. Get the good vibes coming. Happy New Year.
What a cutie.
I love that.
I can't believe she went alone. I am so impressed, and I respect the hell out of that.
Me too.
I love that.
I love it so much.
Yeah. Very cool. Oh, well, thanks.
Look at the stoners showing up.
I love the stoners.
I know.
I truly do. Okay.
Hi, Tish and Brandy. I'm a huge fan of the podcast. I am very stoned right now, so it's really hard to think about what I'm going to say. But basically, I see my life in eras, and I like to compare them to Miley's eras. So, over the summer, I was mostly in my Miley Cyrus and her Dead Pets era. And now I feel like I'm a little past that, and I'm leaning more towards the Midnight Sky era. But at the same time, I'm sort of missing the Dead Pets era. And I'm like, does that mean I should go back to it? If that makes any sense. I could just be very stoned. I'm not sure. But that's all. Love you guys. Thank you.
I kind of love this, though.
I love it, too.
Miley's had quite a few eras.
She has had some eras. And, yeah, she's had some eras. And they're all so distinct. Mm-hmm. I love it so much.
Yeah.
It's like the Dead Pets era, Bangers era, the Midnight Sky era.
We all know that you're a Bangers era girl.
Oh, I am Bangers all the friggin' way.
So
I listen to that. Like, there is nothing about getting in the car and singing a freaking hit off Bangers.
You are too good.
I mean, it's just amazing.
You know what? Like, let's just pull up Miley's discography.
I just love 4x4 and away we go and away we go and away we go. 4x4 and away we go. I'm a female rebel. Drop
okay,
was just
so
insane.
I got to give a shout out. I have a soft spot for Can't Be Tamed, the album, because
Can't Be Tamed.
I wrote a song on that album.
You did, and it's one of my favorite songs on that record.
I love it as well. It's called Take Me Along. If you guys don't know, I co-wrote that song.
I still remember the dance from the tour.
Oh, you do.
It was one of my favorite dances on that on that whole tour. But I'm just like, I honestly just look back and I am so proud of what we have accomplished. I look back at all the eras of all the things Miley's done. And honestly, they are freaking iconic.
They really are. I'm like looking through. It's crazy.
Can't Be Tamed. Like, it's just, I think in my mind, because being the manager of all the decisions that have been made going into the songs and how we believed in, you know, it's just like, it's so crazy just to think that Miley's put out that many freaking insane records.
Yeah. I know it's crazy, but like I think probably my most listened to Miley album is She Is Coming.
What?
I love Unholy, Dream, Party Up the Street, and Slide Away so much. Like, those are some of my most listened to Miley songs.
I do love Slide Away.
Catitude was the one curveball on there for me, but I really loved the rest of the album.
Mm-hmm.
The most is so good. I mean, I listen to that album a lot. Like, Spotify makes these mixes for me, you know, of my like most listened to music, and those songs are
that
the ones.
That song's about me.
I know. Those songs of Miley's are the ones that come up in my playlist more than any of her other albums. So, I know. Loved it.
Yeah.
Party Up the Street.
That song is
it's
so
such
good.
A vibe.
It is a vibe.
So is Unholy. I love Unholy.
But Bangers, there is a nothing like it.
Bangers.
I love that.
You're insane.
Love, Money, Party.
I did like that song.
Love, Money, Party.
With Sean on it. It was too good.
When that, I can't. Which, I mean, he is just too so cute.
I know. What a cutie pie.
Oh, and what about Mike Will Made It? I'm in the club. I am burnt with some shades on. Tatted up mini skirt with my J's on.
I play that in the club sometimes.
It is so much freaking fun. But just hearing my Mike. Will
she's nuts. We gotta
I think.
Move on.
Is it Mike Will who came up with MT? Yeah, totally. It is.
Definitely.
And he'd be like, MT dog. And Mike Will is the person that gave me that.
No, for sure. I remember that.
I'm obsessed because he made me a sweatshirt that says MT on
the back.
That's
right. I remember that.
Yep.
I love Mike Will.
I love Mike Will.
Okay. You got any baked goods?
Yes.
Oh.
I have a new one.
Let me tell you what she's got.
Oh, it's not on there because Dom got it for me.
Classy, crunchy cat treats.
Oh.
Another milk frother? What the heck?
No, I wasn't thinking baked goods. I was thinking what I'm eating when I'm baked.
Oh, we could do that too.
He got me these little things, and it's called Hold the Cone.
I am freaked.
And they are these little ice cream cones, and they're only like this big.
Uh-huh.
And they're just like a waffle cone, vanilla ice cream, and chocolate on top.
Okay.
But they're tiny little cones. They are so bomb. I cannot even handle it. So I'll put these up for the stoners.
Okay.
And you know what? It's like they're the perfect size. Only today I had two.
That sounds bomb. I'm hungry.
They are so good. I love them so much.
Well, I'm glad you had that because you have no other good baked goods.
Really? I feel like I've been ordering some things.
Liquid hand soap, protein powder, paper towels, cat treats, cat food. You ain't got shit.
Really?
Yeah, okay. Not nothing. I'll tell you what I ordered. I haven't put it together yet, so I can't give you a review. But I bought this laundry hamper that I've seen on TikTok.
I saw.
It's very like aesthetic, and it has three bins in it, which is genius because I do wash my whites separately, and then I also like to have a bin for dry cleaning because your girl.
Your
girl has some cashmere sweaters that can't go in the wash. So yeah, so I'll put that together and I'll let you guys know if it's worth the hype.
Yeah. So is it pretty big?
I haven't taken it out yet. You gotta assemble it. You know, these days, anything you buy on Amazon, it's fair game that there's assembly required.
That is very true.
Which I don't love, but gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's all I got, Toots.
Great.
You're so nuts.
I'm just sitting here like, Sam, I'm going to have another crick in my neck because of you.
Oh, no, but look at Kitty is.
He is the sweetest what little angel baby. Sammy was adopted. Just like me, Sam. We were just adopted little babies.
Okay, maybe that's quick question. When you put your head, like your chin to your chest like this.
Yeah.
Does that make your lower back hurt more? Because it does me.
It's makes no.
Oh, I can like
it
feel.
It does when I have a crick in my back.
So I can like feel it pull in my back when I do this.
So that's why that like when my back hurts, my neck hurts. Ugh. And that now makes sense. Like when you do that and it hurts.
It hurts bad. What do I do?
I don't know.
I'm turning to you.
You know, my birth mother gave this to us. Ugh. She did.
Can she take it back?
Molly has these problems too.
Well, stoners, next week, vodcast,
next week,
vodcast, baby.
Party up the street.
Hey, even there is no place to park.
I just honestly, bangers though, every single song was good.
We're not going to continue this.
Drive, I mean, forget it.
Love you guys. We'll see you live, but not live, from MT's living room next week.
Crazy.
Can't freaking wait.
Look at Sammy's face.
He's too cute.
Hi, Sam. Say hi to the stoners. I wish I would have named him Stony.
That would have been cute.
Because he just looks stoned.
He does.
All the time.
He looks freaked.
He's not. Look at him.
Yeah.
You're the sweetest little boy.
Sweet little baby.
Hey guys, I'm Alana Dunn, and I'm the host of Seeing Other People. As an early Hinge employee, a modern dater, and now a fiance, I know the dating world maybe a little too intimately. I'm here to make you feel less alone in your dating journey, whatever it may look like. Don't have a date for tonight? No problem. Whether you're looking for love or just want to laugh and commiserate with others, tune in to Seeing Other People as we explore the roller coaster that is the ever-evolving world of dating.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.